It's Around the House.
Personal opinion here, and teach your own out there. You can jump on and get a $50 or $70 home center, Amazon, whatever, bidet toilet seat. The problem is they get warm water or hot water from the sink. You have to run a little plastic-like refrigerator line all the way along the wall over the toilet, or it's taking the cold water out of where the water goes into the bottom of the toilet. Well, the problem is, I don't want just a cold water bidet toilet seat. That, to me, doesn't seem comfortable.
Not at all.
Especially if it's cold outside. Maybe if it's 105 and I'm hot coming in to use the restroom and, wow, that's refreshing. Maybe I get that. But no way do I want that in the middle of wintertime. So that's the problem with me, is you get into those lower grades and you kind of get what you pay for with those.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. and Caroline B., your one-stop shop for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. Hello, Caroline. How are you today?
I'm back in the studio. Is this weird?
You are. It's awesome.
For people who don't know,
I mean, it's COVID-free.
Yes. We had, at the studio location, we had lots of COVID happening. So I was forced to be at home studio. So now we're back in. Feels kind of official.
Yes. I know it. I love it. Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been really wild just getting some stuff done around here. Father's Day weekend's behind us now. And, you know, it's very feeling like summer now. It's finally starting to feel that way for me.
It's sticky and hot like summer. I'm feeling that.
Yeah. Well, we've been, you know, Northwest. Last year, we were 119 degrees at the airport this week. And right now, no. No, we've been 60s and 70s for 2 months now, so it's been pretty good. We're warming up now, though, which I like, but it's been very wet and rainy, so we've been dealing with that, which is unusual. But can you believe what's been going on with the interest rates out there? I think we are getting into house remodeling season for the next little bit while interest rates on homes are going through the roof. I think there's a lot of people that might be going,
no.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick in my house for a bit.
I think we should all stick in our homes for a bit. We all need remodeling, and at a 6.75% interest rate on a 30-year fixed, yeah, I think stay in home sounds like a good plan. Temporarily.
Ouch. Yeah, there's people that were complaining about being 4.5% that are like, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that 4.5%. That seems reasonable. So, well, that brought up our subject today, which is kind of our top 10 projects, you know, and some products in there too, to add some enjoyment to your home. You know, if we're going to be sticking around on that house for maybe another year or two, you were thinking about selling it or upgrading it. What are some things you can do that aren't going to bust the bank, that'll maybe add some value to your home, but add some enjoyment or healthiness to it as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm doing something right now that is pure gluttony. I'm totally going extreme because I'm going to be stuck where I am for a little bit. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Hot tub. We talked about that. Hot tub, swim spa, that whole thing. Let's do this. Let's jump into my five things that I have.
You know, that kitchen is kind of the heart of the home.
It is where so many people gather. And I know we're in barbecue season for a lot of people, but my first thing on here is replacing those knobs and handles with something that's more updated.
Yeah, when I think of kitchen remodel, I think this. Always. So we need cheap alternatives that are going to make it look good, because I get nervous when you say kitchen.
Yeah, so this is one of those cool things you can do to kind of dress it up to make it look good. You know, the knobs are kind of like the jewelry or the earrings in the kitchen. You know, it's those little things. And, you know, I've used a company like Top Knobs, for instance. They're a huge company that has affordable pieces. You know, I mean, they're affordable knobs. Most everybody can afford them, but they're a grade above that really cheesy one that's at the home center that'll last a year.
The cheapo, you know what I mean? The cheapo
that
$2 handle.
Knob that you're like, oh, that won't last. Oh yeah. It's made out of pot metal. And this is stuff that feels solid. The finish holds up. You know, that's just an easy one right there. And then my second one is kitchen related too. This is LED under cabinet lighting.
Oh, nice. That gives ambiance. I love that. The ambiance.
And it's kind of easy. Yeah. It is great. It gives you, it'll take any kitchen and just kick it up a notch. It started out, geez, when I was designing out 30 years ago when I started, we used to have those big, huge ones that went under the, they were fluorescent with the tubes. Remember those? Yes. You'd turn them on, they'd flicker, they'd hum, they'd buzz. A
flickering fluorescent.
Put this really horrible light that looked, made your food look horrible on the counter. They were disgusting. And then the next series of those where we came up with the halogen little hockey puck lights, right? The puck lights. And the problem with those is I had, you know, let's say you have a small cabinet. And, you know, there's people that store their butter and dishes in cabinets, right?
Yes.
You know,
I know. That's weird to me.
Problem is I had my butter's on the counter.
It's so weird to me.
It's on a dish on a counter.
I
know.
It's supposed to be, actually, I think, because it's supposed to be room temperature. But I've got this thing like it needs to be in the fridge. I don't know.
Okay.
Butter in the fridge, butter not.
So when you make toast and you put butter on the toast, you got big squares of butter.
Yeah, I have to put the pieces on top and melt it in there a little bit. Yep. No, you're right. You're totally right.
I don't know. So anyway, I had a problem with a client that put their butter dish up there. And you think, okay, no big deal. Those halogen puck lights were so hot, it melted the butter and it came out of the cabinet.
Get out.
All the way down the front. It melted the cube of butter across the front of the cabinets below and down onto the floor.
No way.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's
those
bad.
Were not my favorite.
That's a bad day.
It was bad. That was a bad. I got a nasty call from that customer too. She's like, I don't like your lights. Really? Why? I always put my butter on that shelf. Okay. Well, what's wrong? You melted it. I melted it? What are you talking about? That's how that discussion went. And it was like, all right, never going to do that again. So from then on out, I had the butter dish conversation with those lights until they came up with the LED ones, which are awesome. And I actually, here's a little secret. I have two different LED under cabinet light systems in my kitchen under the same cabinets.
So it's double. You've got double lighting going on.
I do, because I have one that gives a really cool white LED that I can change the color temperature on. So I can make it, I can dim it. I can make it, you know, a yellower cooler, or a whiter warm light. That looks really cool. Yep. Cooler, warm. I can do that. And that can be really cool when you're cooking, because sometimes you want a different light temperature. So I can fine tune that. And then I have another one that is full color changing. So if I want to put on Seattle Seahawks blue and green, I can put it up there. I can put red for Christmas, blue for Hanukkah. I can do whatever I want on the lights, on the under cabinet lights, and it looks cool.
That's awesome.
And then they're always on at my house because they're always just that ambiance light. When you turn the lights on, it's like a nightlight in the kitchen. You never have to worry about the lights coming on, and they don't use any electricity.
I like it. I like that ambiance. Like if you're having a party and I was coming over, you would just acquiesce and put Jets colors. You'd have the white and the green going on. Perfect.
See?
New York Jets.
You could do it easily. Yeah. So here's the one thing you can do, and we'll have to go out to break here real quick. They're very easy. It just takes a plug-in, and you can actually run them with your phone app and run them that way. And then I just ran wires up in the wall, so you can literally fish wire from the, you put it down in the sink cabinet where you've got power down there and run it across, and you're good to go. So it's pretty easy
install
to run power up there because you're just running a little tiny cable up there.
DIY,
and it works really well. And I got those from Task Lighting. That's a company called Task Lighting that works really good. And that's where I got mine from. Easy to put in, which is awesome. Now when we come back, let's go into the bathroom. We'll have some fun there. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Should I be allowed to be so hot?
Hey, I'm Rudy Wade, and you're listening to Around the House with Eric G and Caroline B. Listen to my music to improve your home.
I hit your line. You got me thinking about the day we move along. You have me singing in your head like your favorite song. Times have changed now.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. Now, if you want to track us down, You can go over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or head over to Facebook, where we've got Around the House Show and Around the House Nation. That's our group where we post up funny stuff. You can share up stuff. It's a closed group. Ask to be in there. We'll let you in, and you can get great advice. We have had some great questions over the last few weeks on there. Hey, Caroline, we've been talking about this top 10 things that you can do around your house to add some enjoyment to your home.
Because you're going to be stuck there because interest rates are high and you're not moving.
You might not be out buying that house. I know you're kind of like, oh, time to tap the brakes a little bit.
Time to tap the brakes and put in a spa.
Exactly. Which, that might be coming up here on your list. So we've been cruising through my list here. If you're just joining us, I was talking about updating that kitchen a little bit, you know, putting in new knobs and some under cabinet lighting, that kind of stuff. Now, here's another space that we spend a lot of time in, and that's the bathroom.
Just a little bit. It's toilet time.
Exactly. A little potty talk. Actually, this is a shower head, and there's a lot of different stuff when you look at shower heads out there. So I want you to find what's good for you. But what I like is companies like Brizo, for instance, they've got all these different spray patterns, and you can get shower heads to the spray pattern that you want to use. And so those guys have, almost a dozen shower head profiles of different sprays. And then you can pick out the shower head that has that combination that you're looking for.
And if you have lots and lots of hair, like Eric and I do, because we're like big hair, You've got to have some power to get that stuff out, that dirt and construction dust. And I need some force to clean my hair. So.
Yeah. What do you have at your house? You've got the growy, don't you?
I have a growy. And then I change it out. I'm really finicky with my shower, so I like to have different things. So believe it or not, in a cabinet in my bathroom, I've got three different shower heads for three different purposes when I want them. Is that crazy?
That's wild.
But, you know, I've got, sometimes I'm in the mood to have, I want filtered water, and I've got a whole system for that. So if I want to put on a good filter shower head, which I'm not crazy about for overall spa feeling. And then I go with the growy when I want to feel like I've got, you know, nice spa features.
Nice. Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of great companies out there that do them. I've got mine, of course. We've talked about that, beat that dead horse. I've got the, you know, the rain head and the regular shower head and the handheld one. That handheld one I built. So you got to be careful. You can't actually turn that on with it on the shower arm because it'll, like a fire hose. I have so much pressure coming out of that.
Yes. I have the same issue.
So I've got it set on high, and I, you know, as the default, it's great for cleaning. It's great for getting shampoo out of the long hair. You know what I mean? Cause there's just so much pressure.
It's nice.
It's like a car wash. It's like that, you know, when you go through the automatic car wash, it's like down the side of your, it's like that.
You need it though.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Now here's another one I wanted to talk about here. And we'll talk about this a little bit in the next hour with our guest, but a good quality bidet toilet seat.
I've got to get into this. I don't know why I've got this weird phobia about the bidet. And I need, every time I hear you talk about it, I want to get one. I want to feel open to the concept, but like I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, I get that. And a lot of people are. It's something that people go, ooh, I don't know. Now, here's the thing. Personal opinion here, and a teach your own out there. You can jump on and get a $50 or $70, you know, home center, Amazon, whatever, bidet toilet seat. The problem is they get warm water or hot water from the sink. You have to run a little plastic, like refrigerator line all the way along the wall over the toilet. Or it's taking the cold water out of where the water goes into the bottom of the toilet.
Oh, no.
Well, the problem is I don't want just a cold water bidet toilet seat. That, to me, doesn't seem comfortable.
Not at all.
Especially if it's cold outside. Maybe if it's 105 and I'm hot coming in to use the restroom and, wow, that's refreshing. Maybe I get that. But no way do I want that in the middle of wintertime. So that's the problem with me, is you get into those lower grades and you kind of get what you pay for with those. So not a lot of options, and they're not easy to clean. They're manual control. So it's just, I mean, this is, you know, kind of not the best. So my favorite one that is out there that I've used before is Toto has one, which is their Washlet S500E. And that is this is just the add-on toilet seat. And now here's the thing. Let's be honest. As far as a luxury item, that's $1,000. So that is a very expensive one. But it has every option on it, from unlimited hot water to charcoal filter to all these different settings with a remote control. So you can put the remote on the wall. You're not trying to reach back and control things from the side of it that you can't see very easy. Hmm. You know, it's got all those things that are just the, you know, that buy it once, I want a luxury item. Yeah, that's great. Now, I will say that you can go over and get, for under $500, you can look at American Standard's Advanced Clean 2.0, their Spalit bidet seat with the remote. And it has a lot of the same features. It's just not going to have all the different things that that Washlet 500E will have.
What are you missing?
You know, you're missing some of the things. I believe that the Toto has, you know, the motorized lid on it, you know, that moves up and down. So when you get close, you know, it's got like it pre-mists the bowl before you get in there. Mm-hmm. So it senses you coming in there and it sprays some water on the bowl to help keep it clean. Mm-hmm. It's got, here's what happens with it. You've got all these different little, like, user memory, self-cleaning wands, you know, instantaneous water, instant on water, hot water. So, I mean, it's got a lot of things in the built-in air deodorizer. So there's a lot of those little kind of features that are there. So it's kind of like when you buy a car, right? You look at it and go, okay, that's got these things, but what's it do better? There's a lot of little things that are better.
I like the automatic lid.
The Advanced Cleans.
You got to have an automatic lid, guys. And that's for a lot of sanitary reasons. When that bowl whips up, you're getting all kinds of bacteria flying through. And if you've got your sink right next to your toilet, which is like a no-no in my book on design, you've got a toothbrush that's covered in fecal matter. Gross. So get the automatic lid. Exactly. Don't chintz on it. Just get it.
So that's kind of the two differences there with that. Now, I'm running out of time here. When we come back, I'm going to steal a few minutes of yours because I still have one more to talk about. Because I've got one little piece here to talk about, which is one of my favorites on this list. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey guys, you're listening to Around the House with Eric G and Caroline B. I'm Zeke Sky, and I'm going to show you how to shred it out while you're building it up.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, your one-stop shop for home improvement every single week. Thanks for joining us here. Caroline just brought up something good. I always forget to put up Instagram when we start talking about social media, because we've got our Around the House show Instagram. We've got your personal Instagram. We've got my personal Instagram. We got a lot of Instagram going on out there.
And I like when people, if you want to send Eric and I some pictures of your house or projects you've worked on, or even a new project that you're putting in up the topic of today, yep. Right? How to improve your house if you're going to have to stay there. I like to see those, and I will personally post them up for you.
Nice. Nice. I like it. Yeah, I love that stuff. So you can message us on Instagram. You can message us on Facebook, you know, on the Around the House Show Facebook page there as well. So there's a lot of different ways to get a hold of us, including over on the website. There's a contact us where you can email us and message us there as well. So I had one last thing. I'm going to take up a couple minutes of your time since, we end up having a little more time in this segment here anyway. This is one of my favorite ones on here, and this is just kind of kicking up that outdoor space another notch. I've got my barbecues and I'm getting ready to upgrade my barbecues. And that's in the planning stage. I got the outdoor kitchen done, but I still haven't done the cooking center yet. And this is cool. And I know this is on your list personally, Caroline.
This is gangster, guys. Everybody needs one of these. This, if you are a grill anything, this is amazing.
I love cooking on a flat top. That to me is where it's at. And Pit Boss has a 3-burner ultimate liftoff griddle. So this thing is like a standard barbecue cart sized piece. And it's got a full on griddle there. So for cooking hot dogs to some smash burgers on it to cooking breakfast and hotcakes or whatever. Here's what I like about this thing.
That is so chill.
Yeah. So it's got 536 square inches of cooking area. It's got their nonstick armored ceramic cooking surface. I love those. But here's the cool thing is the top lifts off. So you can now take it to the park. You can now take it to the tailgate. And it is now portable. And you just lift it right off the top. It is brilliant for something that cool.
You know what I love is when you're able to cook something that I don't want to cook in the house that's going to smell the whole place right up. Like, I love bacon. I could have bacon every day, but I hate making it in the house. So this is like key.
You know how Julie makes
it? Bacon central.
She cooks it in the oven in the house.
But it's still the same thing.
You still smell the house up like bacon for 2 days. Yeah.
Exactly. So I like usually make it on the grill, but I do it in a like a almost like a aluminum thing and I put it right down and make the bacon out there. But this would be even better.
Yeah.
This is like you can make full on breakfast outside. How cool is that?
I love it. And the cool thing with that is you're doing it outside. So it feels like you're barbecuing and doing your normal stuff anyway, but you're not adding all that heat to the house in the summertime either. So you're not sitting there getting the house all hot, getting it all just, you know, brutalized with heat. You're not having to fight that on a hot summer day. You can be outside and enjoying it. So that's my top five, and Caroline.
I'm going to throw something out there really quick. If you don't have a fan, because some homes don't have vent fans and you want to make some of this stuff, do it outside.
There we go.
On the Pit Boss.
I like it. All right. Now let's take a look at what do you got on your list of stuff? You're always more practical than I am. So
I'm like, now we're going like boring compared to the Pit Boss, like doing a whole breakfast out with your spa outside. That's a way to make it a home that makes you feel like you don't want to leave.
Oh,
so I'm talking about doing some window stuff, making windows bigger, adding more light. Now I have a reason for wanting to add more light. And that is I like to reduce bacteria and virus in your home. So when we increase natural lighting, we reduce bacteria and virus by almost 50%. So making it look more airy, having ambiance, natural lighting, I don't know, makes me happier. How about you?
Nice. No, I like it. No, a couple things to think about if you're going to make a window bigger. Pay attention, you know, on a two-story, in a regular single-story house, it's not as big a deal. Many times you're just, okay, I'm going to make a larger header. I'm going to reframe it. It's not that big a deal. If you're battling your neighbors, make sure you get your building permit because they will call the permit department and you'll get nailed on that one. But here's the thing. Just make sure that if you're getting into a complex situation that you get somebody to draw that change up for you and get a permit on it. And I don't want to be the permit police on this, but anytime you're changing structure, you could be changing shear walls. You could be changing. That could have been a very important wall in that house. So make sure that you're not doing something that is going to cause damage to your house later in case of a earthquake or a storm or something like that. Just make sure you know what you're doing when you get into that.
And make sure that wall doesn't have pipes running through it or electrical. Electrical is a big one usually.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
So if you're going to make the area bigger, but I'm known to take a window and make it much larger. Like I like to put sliders in. I like to put French doors in. That's my jam.
Many times that's the biggest challenge is that, okay, I'm going to take a window and I'm going to make French doors of that same size. You're going to take a 5-foot window and make it a 5-foot French door. Murphy's Law says there's electrical running underneath that for outlets.
Electrical.
Every time.
Absolutely.
Every time. So then if you got a low ceiling, you're trying to figure out, okay, now I got to go in there. And my little trick on that
that's right.
is I put outlets on either side of the door. So it comes to that. Yep. Then you can fish the wire up over and around, and you put it in the outlet. That way you don't have to have any boxes in there that are like, you know, just covered boxes, because you can't just bury that connection in the wall. So that's always been my secret how to do it. I just put an outlet on either side of the door. Boom.
Yep.
One more outlet in the wall. Boom, not a right bad over. Deal.
So yeah, so I thought that would be good, you know, making it more light and beautiful. And then, of course, you know me, bathroom fans are huge. So anytime you can kind of do something in the bathroom to improve ventilation makes me very happy.
Absolutely.
And I like the Brone Newtone Surface Shield exhaust fan.
Those are
cool. You know, I think that's the coolest. And the reason I like it is it's going to give you and provide you some sanitization and kill viruses with a little bit of that light. I'm not saying it's the end all be all. You can't go not clean your bathroom for like 2 months, really? But it's going to help provide some light to keep bacteria down again with the light.
I like that light. It's space age with the antibacterial LED light on it. Here's one thing I like about purple. That fan, because I got to play with that thing when I was at.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
I got to play with that. What I liked about that was that it was 110 CFM. That was the first thing I liked about it. Now, there are some of these fans that I have that I loved. It wasn't this one. They make one for a remodel that can be really cool. Because some of these fans, like this one's not a big deal, but some of the fans, you know, when you have options, like you've got maybe your house is old and it's wired for just a fan off and on, right? It was just fart fan off and on. So now what happens is you add things to it, like a Bluetooth speaker, or you want to have maybe the light and the fan humidity working control together. So Brone has these new light switches that go with some of these fans. And what it does is it's a Bluetooth switch, but it goes in the normal spot. Just takes some batteries. And so now you don't have to run those wires up there. You just power the fan on to be hot. Perfect. All the time. And then that controller runs the fan.
Sweet.
No more running wires up there to change that stuff in the fan. It's brilliant. And it controls it. And now you have options. So you can have full control of it.
And that's great for resale. If you're going to be sitting in your home, and it just adds, when someone walks into the bathroom and checks this out, they're like, oh, what's that?
Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one.
That's nice.
And you can, if you put something like that in, you're not worried about the window steaming up like you were before. You know, the mirrors in there getting all steamed up, and you know, a good fan takes care of it. When we come back, we're going to dive into your next one. This is good. You got some good stuff on here. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hi everybody, I'm Arik Amin from Steven Adler's band, and you are listening to Around the House with Eric G and the beautiful Caroline.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. Thanks for joining us today. We've been diving into this whole list we've got here of our top 10 or so projects and products to add some enjoyment to your home. And by the way, one other place you can find us on social media, I'm over on Twitter. So you can track me down over there as well. I'm on that.
I'm on Twitter too.
Are you on Twitter too?
But that's not as right. big as you. I am.
Yeah.
Starting to tweet more now since Elon has taken over.
Yeah. I don't know. Is he taking over? You know, that's always been the debate. I haven't watched the news recently, so maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know. That seems to be a day-to-day thing. Yeah. No, it's good. I like going over there.
Reminded me that Twitter is still around.
Absolutely. So we've been talking about the list here, and what do you got next on your list here, Caroline?
Well, this isn't going to apply to everyone, so I broke it into two categories. So one, if you have well water in your home, and you are not on a city system, I am going to recommend that you look into getting a new well tank and make sure that tank is pressurized properly, because a lot of the time you will have low pressure in your shower. And guess what? You just haven't gone down there and pressurized the tank appropriately. So that's one, a new well tank. And the other is for city water, residential customers. I said, go with a tankless water heater. And A. O. Smith makes both of these. Yeah. So you can get this over at A. O. Smith.
Nice. Now, here's the thing. You know, tankless water heaters can be a great addition to your home, especially if you've got lots of kids. You know, you've got maybe that bathtub that is massive, and you don't want to be heating that water like that. So something to consider. They're not for everyone, and make sure you do your research. And this is where you got to be very careful. If you've got hard, unconditioned water, I want you to really pay attention to tankless water heaters, because they love to get dirty on the inside with scale buildup, and you will be doing a fair amount of maintenance to keep that clean. So if you are going to go with that, make sure that you've got conditioned water going into that, so you don't have to worry about that buildup as much. You're still going to have to take care of it, but it's going to build up so much faster than any other kind of water heater.
I've been dying. That's what I want to do, is convert over to tankless. That's my jam. But I like it because of the room factor. It's going to give me so much more room than having this giant water heater in my utility room, because I don't have a lot of room in there.
Oh, yeah, see? And your utility room's going to get changed around here soon, because you're going to have to put a new heating and cooling system in. You got a lot of stuff going in.
Oh, I've got massive projects. I could do projects forever. And instead, I'm focused on the outside.
Exactly. It's summertime. I'll think about the outside and then, you know, dive in on the inside when you get there. So, okay, those are good. And that, you know, that well tank, yeah, that's a big one for all the, all of our folks that are on wells. And we do have a fair amount of them out there. It's just one of those things, making sure that that system is working. That well pressure tank always gets forgotten. You know, you stick your head in the well shed or wherever the well is located. Yes. And you look at it and you're like, oh, it's all good. It's fine. It's sitting there. It's pretty. It's whatever color it is. It's shiny and it's good. And you're awesome. But that bladder could be busted out. It might not be set up right. Just pay attention to it.
And just so you know, too, with these well tanks, they have a bladder inside of them, or some do. And you want to make sure that can actually be totally broken and your water still comes out. It's just putting a lot of pressure on your well. You're constantly kicking on your well because there's no regulator in there. So maintaining those well and pressure, the well and then pressure, and then also making sure the electrical and all the circuits running to that well tank are working order is very important. Don't forget about it, because it's under the stairs, like Eric said, hidden away.
Yeah, wherever it is. Yeah, it could be out in a building out back. It could be under your stairs. It could be anywhere in the house. Now, one thing that I always use this to kind of paint a picture of what that well pressure tank does. You know, you think about blowing up a balloon, right? You've got all that pressure in there. Well, your pump, when it turns off, that balloon is pushed, putting pressure and keeping the pressure on the system. So when you turn a faucet on for a minute or flush a toilet, you're not cycling that pump on. And so it's almost like a little mini pump that's pushing water into there. It's just putting pressure on it by doing that. So it really gives that pump much more a chance to not cycle as many times. And so that's the use of that. So if you've looked at your well system and don't understand how it works, spend a few minutes and make sure you understand how the whole system works, because it'll save you money in the long run.
Oh, lots. And if you flush your toilet and you constantly notice you're flushing and you hear your well pump kick on, it's a huge red flag that your bladder in that well system might not be working at all.
I recommend that you take each month, or every few weeks, depending on how you're using this thing, how big a household you have, just go down there, wherever the well is, wherever that's hiding, and just go pay attention to it and see if it's cycling. Is it working? Is it making noises? Do you have any leaks? Spend a few minutes on that.
Good one. Definitely.
Yeah, great one. Not as sexy, but it's a good one.
No, but it's a necessity. And then also, just to touch really quick, just make sure you're testing your water, please, every 3 years. I need to throw that out there. Like, everybody needs to be testing their water, city water or well, every 3 years to see what's going on. Okay. So next one is heading out to the front door. So I think always the entrance to the door to your home is just, I like it to be inviting. I like proper lighting in the walkway. And so the front door, of course, is the eye catcher. It's the first thing people see. So I was thinking new storm door, which is, you know, $250. You can put a new storm door in. Go with maybe a, you know, they have the half, you can do it the half window, or you could go with the full glass with the replacement, you know, so you can open that up, put a storm door so it's all fresh air coming in. Simpson doors, you love that.
Oh, new
front door. Maybe do a nice wood, or you could do aluminum, metal, steel.
Yeah, I love the wood ones. You know, there's other ones out there as well. What I like about some of the new doors out there, have you seen the, I love the center pivot ones. So they don't have hinges. They just have the post that they pivot on. And so when they open up, you can go with the larger door and it kind of opens up behind the door a little bit when it swings open. I love that thing. That to me is, I'm like, ooh, sexy door.
Sexy. I don't know. The front door to me, I grew up in a home where my mother always put this emphasis on the front door and how the front door looked. And she wanted side lights and this very inviting atmosphere. So I've adopted that. And I think there's something to it. It's sort of like, it's your entrance in and it should be kind of inviting and kind of neat and nice.
When somebody pulls up in front of your house, they see the garage door many times, if that's where it's at on the location of it. You know, and then that front door, it's the first thing you look at when you walk up. And if it's in good shape, it makes a statement. And I love that. And it helps you in resale. That's money. You get most of that stuff back. So if you go spend money on that, that's an easy, any of those things like that, that are curb appeal ranks high in the resale value.
I was looking around at all the different, and there's so many window options now. You can go windows above the door. You can do the side lights. I know you have to watch. Eric had to frost his side lights out because his dogs were going crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy for the mailman.
I've got, well, here's what happens is, you know, I've got a lot of property in front of me. I've got about a quarter acre in front of my house between that and the road. But there's a very active trail that goes along the side of the road that's paved right there. And so, I mean, right now I can look out the front of my garage here where I'm recording from, and I can look out of my garage studio here, and about every 15 seconds there's somebody running, walking their dog out there. And so my dogs would just sit there and go, bark, 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 bark. They'd, hey, let's go play. Let's go play. Let's go play. And finally I had to fix those windows because that was not going to work.
So if you like light, if you don't like light, there's so many options now. So check into it. What about Simpson? What do you like about Simpson doors?
I like Simpson doors. They have some beautiful styles. They've got some innovative styles that you don't see out of any other door company. They've got, you know, the composites. They've got the real wood. If you want something super decorative, super high end, they've got it. If you want something more affordable, they've got it as well. I'm a huge fan of Simpson. And we only got about less than a minute left, Caroline. So what's your last one?
Outside areas, do it up. If you're going to be stuck in your home and you're going to stay there for a couple years, listen, if you're in a townhouse, you can do a really nice paver. I had a friend do one. It opened up their whole space, gave them outdoor space, made the place look bigger. You can do spas, swim spas. I mean, anything, patios, decking, just make it luxurious for you.
Enjoy it. That was easy. Yes. Well, that question, I'm not going to have time to answer it here today. So we're going to have to do that in the midweek special. You'll catch that in the midweek special. If you're on the radio, catch that over on the podcast Around the House Show, and you'll be able to hear it there. I'm Eric G.
And I'm Caroline B.
And you've been listening to Around the House.